encourage one another.
In the building of our sanitariums, we must guard carefully against any unnecessary extravagance in our outlay of means. It is our duty to study simplicity. Yet there are a few places of special importance and influence where better accommodations and more room are needed than for sanitarium work in other places. The impression that we desire to be left upon the minds of the patients is that of the truths we teach rather than of the grandeur of the buildings. We have none too many sanitariums. There is in our world a great field for true medical missionary work. Our sanitariums are to be as lights shining amid the moral darkness. In them, the sick and suffering are to behold the miracle-working power of Christ as revealed in the lives of the workers. Let your light so shine before men, says Christ, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. See Matthew 5:16. Let the lamp of light from the Word of God shine forth unmistakably. Let everything connected with the sanitarium and its surroundings be kept orderly and neat, that the work may stand high in the esteem of the people and may exert constantly an uplifting influence. Schools near sanitariums. An educational work should be carried on in connection with all our sanitariums. There is a close relation between the work of our schools and our sanitariums, and wherever it is practicable, there are decided advantages in having a school in close connection with a sanitarium. There would be in such arrangement decided advantages to both lines of work. Speak words of encouragement. Let us not discourage one another. Let us take hold unitedly to make every line of the Lord's work a success. If someone comes to you and talks discouragingly about the work in one or another of our institutions, telling you that they are extravagant beyond measure, say to them, "I am sorry if that is so, but let us help them out if they are in difficulty." If you will speak thus, you may avoid much of the evil that might result were you to withdraw your sympathy. And should you refuse to help those who possibly may have been misrepresented, let us never discourage even those who have done wrong by treating them as if they had committed against us an unpardonable sin. Let us rather encourage them in every way possible. And if we see that they are lifting hard in a worthy enterprise, let us lift with them. We need to be instant in prayer. It is our greatest privilege to hang our helpless souls upon Jesus Christ and to rest for our salvation upon His merits. Let us speak words that will elevate and ennoble and that will make pleasant impressions on the minds of those with whom we converse. The Lord wants us to be sanctified and to walk in humility of mind before Him. If we are obedient to His commandments, not a reproach can fall on us justly. Others may talk about us. They may spread evil reports concerning us. But these reports need not be true. Christ-like deportment. In our institutions, where many persons of varied temperaments are brought together, it is necessary that each should cultivate a spirit of unselfishness. Let no one feel that it is his place to mold others to his individual mind or opinions. While each will manifest an individuality, yet it should be an individuality that is under the control of the Holy Spirit. If we are kind and Christ-like, there will be a blending of hearts and of interests that will be beneficial to all alike. Our sanitariums are to be agencies for imparting to the sick a health that is maintained in happiness and peace of soul. Every worker is to cooperate with the physician, for by the manifestation of kindness and tenderness, he may bring to the suffering ones a healing balm. Everyone is responsible to God for the use he makes of his abilities. He is responsible for making a daily growth in grace. Let no one feel, even though he may theoretically be established in the present truth, that he makes no mistakes. But if mistakes are made, let there be a readiness to correct them. And let us avoid everything that is likely to create dissension and strife, for there is a heaven before us, and among its inhabitants there will be no strife. We are to live, not to elevate ourselves, but that we may, as God's little children, do to the very best of our ability the work that He has committed to us. It is our business to give a right impression to others. We are preparing for eternity, for the sanitarium above, where the great physician shall wipe away the tears from every eye, and where the leaves of the tree of life are for the healing of the nation.